Let's do one on Bernie, B-E-R-N-I-E, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. Date of birth, 4/9/40. She was seen on the 14th, 10/14/40, 10/14/23. These are all seen on the 14th, okay? This is an 83-year-old woman who lives with her sister, Tamara, who's her caregiver. She suffers from multiple medical issues, including Alzheimer's disease, age-related disability, muscle weakness, chronic pain, insomnia, and anxiety disorder. In the past few weeks, she's lost weight. Her appetite has declined tremendously. She's been very difficult to deal with from time to time. She has become angry with her sister and having behavioral issues, period. Patient uses a walker to ambulate and gets very frustrated when she can't get very far. Family history, mom and dad. Mom died of diabetes, dad died of Alzheimer's. Allergy, none. Medication, Lasix, 20 milligram once a day. Synthroid, 100 microgram once a day. Metoprolol titrate, 50 milligram BID. Patient used to be on Aricept and Namenda, but it was taken off because of advanced dementia. COVID immunization, up to date. Allergy, none. Review of system, as above, an exam. Miss Brooks is very agitated. It's hard to take her blood pressure or examine her. She keeps pushing my hands away. Blood pressure not obtained. Respiration is 18. Patient is a febrile. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs. Bronchi abdomen soft. Her extremity shows trace of immunological non-focal assessment. Here we have an 83-year-old, very agitated woman with end-stage Alzheimer's, associated with increased ADL dependency, instance of bowel and bladder incontinence to the point that she has to use a diaper now, weight loss, confusion, increased agitation. She lives with her daughter, who is her primary caregiver. She has a KPS score of 40% at this time and has definitely showed worsening of her condition in the past few weeks. Hence, she's eligible for hospice care at home and remains eligible for hospice care at home and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.